VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization said Tuesday the United States could soon become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said at a news conference in Geneva an acceleration of new cases in the United States is behind the organization's assessment. Harris said 85% of new cases worldwide over the past 24 hours were confirmed in the U.S. and Europe. 40% of those new cases were in the U.S., she said. A new poll in the U.S. shows former Vice President Joe Biden with a negligible lead nationally over President Donald Trump ahead of November's presidential election, but a sizable advantage in 300 closely contested counties that could determine the outcome. The Monmouth University poll released Tuesday shows Biden, the likely Democratic presidential candidate, ahead of the Republican president, 48% to 45% in the national survey taken in recent days. U.S. elections, however, are not decided by a national popular vote, but rather in the Electoral College that is determined by delegates from each of the 50 states. Trump won the delegates in key states in the last presidential election, even as Democrat Hillary Clinton won nearly 3 million more votes nationally in the popular vote. Monmouth said its survey shows that the 2020 election could be just as close as 2016. U.S. President Donald Trump pushed Congress Tuesday to quickly complete negotiations on a $2 trillion economic rescue package to help American workers and businesses severely impacted by the deadly coronavirus. He complained, as Republican leaders have, that Democratic lawmakers are trying to augment the rescue package with funding for projects unrelated to the country's recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. He also said he wants the U.S. workforce to return to work by Easter Sunday. This is VOA News. The trial in absentia of three Russians and a Ukrainian charged with multiple counts of murder over the downing of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 resumed briefly at The Hague on Tuesday amid coronavirus restrictions. The Dutch judges in the trial read out several preliminary decisions before ruling to adjourn the case until June 8th in order to give the defense lawyers of one of the accused more time to prepare their case. The courtroom was almost empty during the 45-minute session, which was live-streamed on the Internet due to restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Flight MH17 was shot down July 17, 2014, by a Russian-made Buk missile fired from territory in eastern Ukraine, controlled by pro-Russian separatists. The civilian passenger plane was on a flight from Amsterdam to Malaysia when it was shot down. All 298 passengers and crew were killed. The victims included 193 Dutch citizens, as well as 43 Malaysians and 38 Australians. Cuba is launching its most restrictive measures Tuesday to stop the spread of the coronavirus, banning citizens from leaving the island without authorization and placing foreign tourists under quarantine. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said in a televised address Monday that just over 32,000 tourists will have to stay in hotel rooms until they secure a flight home. Cuba had resisted imposing the restrictions because tourism is the lifeblood of the island nation's economy. A well-known 30-year-old television journalist is the first person to die of coronavirus in Zimbabwe. Zororo Makamba died Monday. He tested positive for coronavirus on Saturday after returning from a trip to New York. India imposed a three-week nationwide lockdown from midnight on Tuesday, banning people from leaving their homes as it scrambled to break the chain of transmission of coronavirus in the country. Affecting 1.3 billion people, it will be the world's largest lockdown announced since the coronavirus pandemic began its March. The president of the European Commission is warning EU citizens to beware online scams, particularly for counterfeit medical products and medicines during the coronavirus crisis. In a video message released Tuesday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said cybercriminals have been exploiting people's fears about the virus. She says in recent weeks, European law enforcement agencies have seized 4.4 million units of illicit pharmaceuticals and taken down 2,500 fake links, websites, and social media profiles. Von der Leyen said that if and when actual vaccines or other medicines are proven effective in treating coronavirus, that will be